तथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तन पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तन हृदंतस्थो हि अभद्राणि हृदंतस्थो हि अभद्राणि विदुन्नोति सुहुस्सताम विदुन्नोति सुहुस्सताम नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु स्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके अति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी बाय रेगुलर अटेंडेंस इन क्लासेस ऑन भागवतम एंड बाय रेंडरिंग ऑफ सर्विस टू द प्योर डिवोटी All that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service on the personality of Godhead, whose praise with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact. So today's verse for discussion, Canto 6, Prescribed Duties for Mankind, Chapter 18, Diti Vows to Kill King Indra. Text number 46. Ditir uvacha dharayishe vratam brahman dharayishe vratam brahman bruhi karyani anime anime bruhi karyani anime यानि चेह निषिद्धानि यानि चेह निषिद्धानि नव्रतं घ्नन्ति यान्य उता नव्रतं ज्ञानन्ति यानि उता घ्नन्ति यानि उता दितिर्वाच धारयिष्ये व्रतं ब्रह्मन् ब्रूहि कार्याणि यानि मे यानि चेह निषिद्धानि न व्रतं घ्नन्ति यानि उता दितिर् उवाच धारयिष्ये व्रतं ब्रह्मन् ब्रूहि कार्याणि यानि मे यानि चेह निषिद्धानि नाव्रतं घ्नन्ति यानि उत दितिरुवाच धारयिष्ये व्रतं ब्रह्मन् ब्रूहि कार्याणि यानि मे यानि चेह निषिद्धानि नाव्रतं ज्ञानन्ति यानि उत Yeah, word-to-word meaning by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Diti uvacha, Diti said, Dharayishe, I shall accept, Vratam, Vow, Brahman, my dear Brahmana, Bruhi, please state, Karyani must be done. Yani, what? Me, to me. Yani, what? Cha, and Iha, here. Nishidhani is forbidden. Na, not. Vratam, the vow. Gnananti. Break, yani, what, uta, also, translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Diti replied, my dear Brahmana, I must accept your advice and follow the vow. Now let me understand what I have to do, what is forbidden and what will not break the vow. Please clarify, state all this to me. Or please clearly state all this to me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As stated above, a woman is generally inclined to serve her own purposes. Kashyapa Muni proposed to train Diti to fulfill her desires within 1 year, and she was eager to kill Indra. She immediately agreed, saying, "Please let me know what the vow is and how I have to follow it. I promise that I shall do the needful and not break the vow." This is another side of woman's psychology. Even though a woman is very fond of fulfilling her own plans, when someone instructs her, especially her husband, she innocently follows, and thus she can be trained for better purposes. By nature, a woman wants to be a follower of a man. Therefore, if the man is good, the woman can be trained for a good purpose. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has the form of Satchitananda Vigraha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him who turns the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I read the translation. Diti replied, "My dear Brahmana, I must accept your advice and follow the vow. Now let me understand what I have to do, what is forbidden and what will not break the vow. Please clearly state all this to me." So in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is trying to talk to us about the psychology of a woman. And psychology of any person is very complex and looks like a woman's psychology is equally complex or more complex. Because if you go back a few verses before, we find that in verse number 24, Lord Indra, who is very much fond of sense gratification, has killed the two brothers Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu by means of Lord Vishnu. So he arranges to kill two demons. From Indra's perspective, there are two demons, but from Diti's perspective, they are her two sons. So therefore, she is going through the agony. But if you take a step backward, that is in 30, Lord Brahma, in order to progenate the entire universe, he has created the living entities in such a way that there is attraction between man and woman. And the consequence of attraction between a man and woman is the progeny. So therefore, she wanted to take the revenge. And in previous verse also we had the discussion that a woman does not hesitate to kill her own husband. In one of the discussions it was said. And here Prabhupada is saying that a woman equally follows her husband. And therefore we find the psychology of a woman very complex to understand. And to a greater extent, my personal experience also shows it is difficult to understand your own wife. My wife often tells me, it's now 37 years that we are married, you still don't know me. That's a statement sometimes she makes to me. And I thought there is one book one should read in order to understand the psychology of both men and women. And that book is Men Are from the Mars and Women Are from the Venus. Has anyone read that book? Thank you, Madhuri. I've not read it, but I've heard a lot about that book. And I tried to access that book in the light of today's discussion, but I didn't have any time to look at that book. But that book, I believe, gives quite a bit about, talks about the emotional aspect of a woman and the problem-solving nature of a man. And some of the aspects of the essence of that, I try to just summarize, because I thought I can't have access to that book, but at least let me go through what that book is saying. So I read a 5 minutes video, so not read, I just saw a 5 minutes summary of that book, and the essence of that, she says that women want men to listen to them while men desire solutions to problems. So this is one of the statements from that book. Because that book was written by a psychologist, and that book, I believe, in that year of publication, for the 4 successive years, that was the largest number of books sold in the market. And so far, more than 15 million copies of that book has been sold. So therefore, I thought I must access that book sometime. At least, if not for anything, at least to understand still my wife, because she said, you still don't know me even after such a long period of time. So this is what the emotional aspect of a woman, that she wants men to listen. And when I read this statement, it suddenly triggered the discussion I had with my office, I can say, manager. And she's from Jaipur, where Srinathji is highly revered. And she said, Chandra, I said, what do you do in the evening after going home? Because I said, I tried to give her Bhagavad Gita. She said, nah, I don't want this, because I've visited Srinathji temple almost every day during my childhood. My father used to drive me every day to Srinathji temple. I used to have darshan and come back. And at this stage, I'm not interested in that. I said, then what do you do in the evening? She said, after going home, at the dinner table, I'll tell what all has happened in my office to my husband. And he must listen to me. And if he doesn't listen to me, I become angry with him. So therefore, this statement, women want men to listen to them. And then what does your husband do? He says, my husband has to listen to me and equally tell me what all has happened in his office to me. If he doesn't do that, I'll become angry. I said, this is what you do every day. He said, yes, Chandra, every day this is what we do. So then I thought, well, this is... So that's what this guy in that Men Are from Mars and Women Are from Venus are trying to tell. And this is here, I did, the colleague, she said, this is what I am. And so therefore, don't preach me or don't tell me about Bhagavad Gita. I know all that. Now, this is where I am. So that means that we should understand a person at what level the person is, and from that level, one should be able to take to the highest level of Krishna consciousness. And here we find Diti is frowning with anger, so much so that she wants to kill Indra, because he was the cause for her son's death. So we try to understand from the psychological perspective and then try to respond to a situation. I find that we can respond in four different ways. Possibly there are other ways as well, but at least this is what I have observed. When somebody hurts you, somebody causes injury to you, one type of response is you equally cause injury to the person. So it's like we say that agar wo ek patthar phekta hai to aap do patthar phekna. If that guy throws one stone at you, then you throw two stones or 10 stones at him. So this is the normal reaction in the material world. This is the first type of response, and we typically can't call this as a response, but it's a reaction. And now Diti is on that platform that Indra has caused injury to her emotions, and which is natural. If somebody kills one's own children, it's not easy to swallow that pain. Many times, those of you who have been to Vrindavan especially, you find that monkeys often come across your vehicle, and sometimes you feel that somebody driving kills the baby monkey on the road, and the mother monkey is just around the dead body of her child, and the mother monkey would not allow anyone to come nearby. So much so that even if you're walking on the side platform, the monkey tries to come to you to attack you. So if at a lower level of species, an animal, if she's so much fond of her child and is reacting violently, then a man, you can say natural or obviously would react in that way at the death of their child. But this is being at the bodily platform. And this reaction, it could be for the death, or it could be for any injury, or it could be for anything, you react in that way. That's the first type of response. The second type of response is that the person has injured you, you just keep quiet. You passively swallow that pain. But in the process, neither in the first reaction, neither the victim, or between the two persons, neither of them gets benefited. And the second type of response also, neither of them get benefited. Because the person who has caused injury will continue to cause injury to you or to others in a similar situation. And the person who received the injury, he has swallowed it, he or she has swallowed it, but internally is feeling the pain. Externally the person may not exhibit, but internally the person is feeling pain. So therefore, in the second type of response as well, neither of them is getting benefited. A third type of response is somebody causes injury to you, you try to talk back to the person in a gentle manner and express yourself that with your thoughts or with your words, with your actions, I am getting injured. If the other person is equally a gentleman, may respond and may say sorry. And to that extent, that may soothe your feelings. But it depends, once again, it is situational. If the injury is deep, simply saying a sorry may not really solve the problem. Because sometimes the injury is so deep, it's like in this case, Diti's case, it's not that Indra goes and says to Diti, I'm sorry. That does not help Diti to feel, okay, Indra has said sorry, I can forgive him. Because it's a deep injury caused to her consciousness. And therefore we need to respond or take to the fourth type of response, in which the person should be elevated to Krishna consciousness. And that's what we find Kashyapa Muni is trying to do. So when a person causes injury to us, we are injured because we are not on the platform of Krishna consciousness. We are not on the platform of spiritual plane. We are not on the platform of Brahma, Bhuta, Prasannatma. And because I'm not on the platform of spiritual plane, that injury affects me. But if I'm strong in my Krishna consciousness, no matter what other person do, whether it is financial injury, whether it is emotional injury, or it could be any physical injury. Physical, mental, intellectual, emotional, financial, any of those injuries caused to us will not touch us if I am strong in my Krishna consciousness. And when I say strong in Krishna consciousness, at least the person should have crossed the anartha nivritti stage, or somebody should be on a nistha platform. If the person has not reached the nistha platform, then a deeper financial or emotional injury is not easily swallowed. It can't be digested. Because the person may be chanting, but he is still fighting with his or her own anarthas. I'll give you just an example. I'll not take the name because he's the person is a very senior devotee, been practicing for a number of years. And this happened some time ago. The person gave me a call and he said, Prabhu, I'm upset. I said, what's the matter? India lost match against some other country. Hockey match they lost. I did not know what to say, how to respond. I just said, yeah, it's possible. Because here is a devotee who has been chanting for the last 20 years. And he said he is upset because India lost the match. So what that indicates to us is, just because somebody is chanting does not mean that the person has crossed the anartha nivritti stage. And therefore, we may think from our perspective, why the person is so much upset with that? If a person can be impacted by just losing a match where we have nothing to do with, that means that we have a long way to go on our journey. And here we find Kashyapa Muni is in a dilemma, is stuck, that he has given a promise, and this promise is not that of a Kali Yuga man. A Kali Yuga man may say that, well, promises are meant to be broken. But he is not of that age or not of this yuga. He is from a yuga where promises are kept. And therefore, now he has given a, he promised his wife that he'll satisfy his, her emotional requirements. And he understood that she wants to kill. So he can't take the first response. He can't take the second response. He can't take the third response. So therefore, he has to lift her to the highest platform of Krishna consciousness. So he should lift her to become a Vaishnavi. And if she can be lifted to the level of becoming a Vaishnavi, then automatically this desire for killing Indra will disappear from her consciousness. And therefore, what did he do? He said, I'll suggest a vrata. And that vrata, you should follow it, or that vow, you should follow for 1 year without any disturbance in that vow. And if you can do that, then your desire will be fulfilled. And in that vow, Kashyapa, what is that he has done? He has given her a practice or a sadhana which would lift her from the stage of the first response to the stage of the fourth response. And as Prabhupada says in the purport, that the beauty of a woman, although she is emotional, but a woman is very fond of fulfilling her own desires. When someone instructs her, especially her husband, she innocently follows and thus can be trained for better purposes. So this is the beauty of that physical body. Because on a spiritual platform, there's nothing like a man and a woman. But because we are looking at from the material perspective, there is the man and the woman. And the woman's psychology is that when the husband gives her the advice or the instruction, then she naturally follows her husband. Because by nature, a woman wants to be a follower of man. Therefore, the man is good, the man can be trained for, or sorry, the woman can be trained for a good purpose. And it requires the intelligence of Kashyapa Muni to train one's own partner. It's not easy. I know a senior, today they are very senior devotees in Krishna consciousness, but when newly married, the Prabhu said to his wife, Mataji, don't eat onion and garlic. She said, I'm a vegetarian. What is wrong in eating onion and garlic? He tried to convince her, but he failed. On the contrary, she took it as very offensive that I'm not even allowed to eat onion and garlic. The hell with Krishna consciousness. I'm not going to practice. So deliberately, she would go with her friend to a hotel in Melbourne where she'll eat onion and garlic and come back. And not only that, she said, I'll give my children onion and garlic. And she would cook food at home, onion and garlic. And said, if you want to eat, you eat. If you don't want to eat, you can go to a hotel and eat. But at home, I'll prepare with onion and garlic. So what it means is that we should understand the needs of a person and accordingly give the required instruction. And that requires a lot of tolerance and patience. Otherwise, there will be disturbance in the family life. Couple of days back, I met one devotee after a long time. And I used to see the devotee with his partner. That was before COVID. And these days, I don't see Mataji. I asked her, Prabhu, Prabhu, these days I'm not seeing you with Mataji. What's happened? He just put his face down and he said, my wife has left me. I said, what's the problem? It's a long story, Prabhu. This is not the time to talk. Possibly one of the reasons is that we are not able to understand the psychology of our partners or the psychology of the family members and accordingly give the instruction. Like Kashyapa Muni has understood his wife's requirement, but at the same time he has his own requirement as well. So he has to give a solution that would fulfill his wife's desire and equally does not compromise on his principle. Because otherwise he felt that he'll be implicated in the death of a wonderful person like Indra, and he didn't want that to happen. So therefore he had to choose a solution which would satisfy both the requirements, and equally understood that his wife is faithful to him, she would listen, and hence he gave that instruction for her to do the sadhana with which she can become a Vaishnavi. And by becoming a Vaishnavi, then her consciousness gets purified. The desire to take revenge will disappear and move from the first response to the fourth response. And we are in this material world for a reason, isn't it? We're all here for a particular reason. And this, it is said, Krishna bahir mukahana boga vanche kare nikatastha maya tare japatiya dhare. So Jagannanda Pandit in the Premavartana says this, maya is waiting nearby and is waiting just to pounce on us. We show little interest and then she captures us. Because if I am interested in my sensual pleasure, then she is there, okay, here is the way. And that's the difference between love and kama. Atmendriya preeti, kama, Krishnendriya preeti, prema. So if we can transform, that service attitude is there in us. We want to serve. Now it depends on whom to serve. Whether we want to serve the senses, our own senses, or we want to serve Krishna's senses. There is a wonderful song written by Bob Dylan. Mataji, you have heard about that? Gotta serve somebody. Bob Dylan, he says that you may be an ambassador to England or France, you may like to gamble, you might like to dance, you may be the heavyweight champion of the world, you may be a socialite with a long string of pearls, but you are gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed. You are gonna have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you are gonna have to serve somebody. So that serving is the nature, or it's natural. Now, whom are we going to serve? It depends on our own understanding of Krishna consciousness. Fortunate are the souls who have come in contact with Krishna consciousness. And having come in contact with Krishna consciousness, if we lose this opportunity of not becoming sincere, like Diti, she became a sincere devotee of Krishna consciousness by following the instruction of her husband Kashyapa. So we need to equally follow sincerely the instructions of our spiritual master, instructions of Srila Prabhupada, and then perfect our life. Not only perfect our life, but equally share the Krishna consciousness with others, facilitate others to come to this platform so that they also can move from the first response to the fourth response. Because this material world is like this. No matter what you are, you will be encountering, or we will be placed where turbulences are a natural aspect of the material world. Padam padam vipadam natesham. And if we have the ability to tolerate, or if we can lift our consciousness to tolerate, that's excellent. As Srimad Bhagavatam, tateno kampam susamikshamano. If one can lift one's consciousness and tolerate whatever is happening on the material platform, the turbulences, whether it is physical, emotional, financial, or any of the turbulences, tolerate as the mercy of the Lord, then you become the rightful owner of inheriting the kingdom of Lord Krishna, which means that one returns back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. So summarizing this verse today, we find that we are always placed in a situation where we'll be hit either materially or mentally or intellectually, financially or emotionally. And then we can respond in the first way, but the best way is to respond in the fourth way, where spiritually we become stronger and we equally share or facilitate that with others so that they also become strong. Otherwise, we'll be drowned. And obviously, when I'm drowned, I can't help anyone. And to keep our own family life intact, we should understand the psychology of our own partners. And I wish to seriously read this book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. Mother, you have any excerpts to share from that book?
Thank you, Mataji. That's how I understand it.
Okay. Thank you, Madh. Yeah, if you are newly married and you want to help, you are Krishna conscious and your partner is not Krishna conscious, and then how do you help your partner to become Krishna conscious? Yeah, so that means that we should be able to understand our partner. And because I've seen in this example, the partner, the Prabhu is highly Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious, but he could not understand his newly married wife's desire. A simple desire. She said, I'm a vegetarian. What's wrong if I eat onion and garlic? And because he did not allow her to eat even onion and garlic, she became a rebel. She went outside to a restaurant and started eating, and at home she prepared onion and garlic.
How is this possible? Because Krishna consciousness, if somebody Krishna consciousness, they will attract a vomit with the smell of this onion and garlic.
Yeah, the Prabhu is Krishna conscious, but the Mataji isn't. You have married a vegetarian thinking that with your influence you can change the consciousness of your partner, and that doesn't happen immediately. As Mataji said, you have to wait.
Yes, that's right.
So therefore, from day one you impose on your partner, you can't eat onion and garlic. Yeah, but that's what has happened. What I'm saying is that in theory I can say very nicely to some other partner, but when it comes to myself, what do I do? Because at home I find that my partner wants to eat onion and garlic. How do I respond? Because I knowingly I have married the person that she is not Krishna conscious. She is a pure vegetarian. She is born in a particular nice family. Upbringing is wonderful. She is a chaste lady. So all these qualities has made me attracted to that person and I have married. But then I should know how to preach Krishna consciousness to the person. I'll give my own example. This has happened in my office. I was speaking to one of my colleagues, lady, for about 10-15 minutes. And all the while, I was not looking at her. I was talking to her. And she looked at me and said, "Is something wrong with you?" I said, "Why?" "The last 10 minutes you are speaking to me, but you neither look at me nor look into my eyes." So I'm carrying the baggage of Krishna consciousness in my thinking, and I've come from a culture where I should not look at the woman's eyes nor the face. But I'm not in India. I've come to Western world. I'm in Melbourne. I'm working in the office. And I'm coming to a temple, here you should not look into the eyes of the lady. And then I go to office, I apply that principle, and she said, "Something wrong with you?" So the next 15 minutes, I was looking at only her eyes and face and spoke to her. And happily she went away later on. And after that we became good friends, so we talked to each other. So what I'm trying to say is that we should understand the time, place and circumstances, and then equally know what the other person's level is and apply the principle. Yeah, this is what I said before you came. I said one Prabhu rang me up not long back. He said that, and I know that person for the last 20 years, and he said that, "I'm upset." I said, "What's the reason?" He said, "India lost the match." So what do you say to somebody who is holding the beads for the last 20 years? You may say that, "What is that happening? Krishna conscious." But the person is upset because India lost a match. It's easy to smile because it has happened to others, but when the same thing hits at our own place, our own house, our own family members. Yeah. Sometimes it is not possible to tolerate also. Maybe not in the mic I'll tell you, but I'll tell you my own if you want. Personal story has happened to me. It becomes too difficult to tolerate. Yeah, I think relationship, once His Holiness Devan Swami Maharaj said that, he was talking about his sister-in-law, and he said that his brother told Maharaj that my wife has taken $200,000 loan to do her PhD. And Maharaj's brother looked at Maharaj and said, I believe, is either money or my relationship. I value my relationship. Therefore, I said $200,000 loan, it's okay, fine. Okay. Any questions or any comments? You are taking to a different a question which is difficult to be answered in just 1 or 2 minutes, because this is a seminar conducted by His Glorious Chaitanya Charan Prabhu in one of the devotees' houses. Incidentally, I could attend that session. He drew a triangle, and the top of the triangle is Lord Krishna. And the two bottom points, one point is your partner, another point is yourself. Now, you can bring out many combinations. Both of them are good with Lord Krishna, but they do not agree with each other. That's one combination. One person is good with Krishna consciousness. The other person is not. That's another combination. And so you can, because there are 3 points, from the 3 points you can bring out many combinations. In all those combinations, if you value relationship, you should be able to serve the other person as if you are serving serving the Lord. If you can imbibe that mood, then it requires a lot of patience. I remember one of my cousins, after she got married, she was told that you look at your mother-in-law as if you are serving Krishna. You can know that the typical mother-in-law, daughter-in-law's friction. So that was advice given to her, that you serve your mother-in-law as if you are serving the Lord. When you are serving the Lord, Lord may serve on the platter of your time good and bad things from our perspective. But from the Lord's perspective, that's not the case. Whether good or bad, both are good for you. We think that if I'm financially I'm strong, if Krishna gives me big money, Krishna is good for, is doing good for me. But instead, Krishna takes away that money from you. Whatever money you have, if Krishna takes it away from you, you feel that, why Krishna has done this to me? But from Krishna's perspective, both are good, because he wants to correct the particular jiva. But from the jiva's perspective, that's not the case. Jiva thinks that, well, money has come, Krishna is good, But money is taken away, he feels that Jeev Krishna is not good. So one should understand the triangle and then try to place Krishna consciousness with respect to that four steps or four types of responses. And still it may not work. Otherwise, why are there so many divorces in Krishna conscious families? That shouldn't be happening. Isn't it? Senior devotees have given divorce. You may say that. I asked this question to Gangeshwar Prabhu once. I said, Prabhu, why so many devotees, senior devotees who have been practicing Krishna consciousness, they take divorce? Because Prabhu's background is, as you know, all, he said, because horoscopically they are not compatible. When astrologically they are not compatible, and if someone is not practicing Krishna consciousness seriously, then the person is on the bodily platform, then the swabhava of that person surfaces, the nature of that person surfaces. And the nature of the person is not compatible with you, obviously there will be a friction. There will be a fight. So one can transcend this swabhava only when both the partners are strong in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, they part. My son was saying, he is in Sydney, he said, Daddy, wonderful couple. Both are Krishna conscious. They do a lot of service, but they don't agree with each other. And they took to divorce. He said, I can't understand. We think that because somebody is Krishna conscious, they agree with each other. That need not be the case. Yeah, so we go back to what Chaitanya Charan Das said, the triangle. That's a different, unless somebody comes to a Nistha platform, Mataji, we are all struggling with Anartha Nivruti. And when we are struggling with Anartha Nivruti, I may be a sadhaka, but still I'm struggling with my own Kama, Krodha, Madha, Moha, Matsarya, and therefore you can't say that I'm not Krishna conscious at one level. At the other level, you can say I'm not Krishna conscious. But if I'm chanting, I've been chanting for the last 20 years, and I'm still not Krishna conscious because I'm struggling with anarthas, and struggle with anarthas sometimes for people could be lifetimes. It's not just one lifetime. It could be many lifetimes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a journey. It's a journey someone is taking, and on that journey, somebody may take more time. Somebody may take. Dhruva Maharaj became Krishna conscious in 6 months. How many of us can see in 6 months Lord Vishnu. Chitraketu saw Lord Sankarshan in 1 week. How many of us can do that? But we can't say that that person is not Krishna conscious outrightly. Yes, at one level, not Krishna conscious, but another. Yeah, because they are within the anartha, they are still anartha.
So,
sometimes the problems are so severe, Prabhu, you may not get the solution. We have a saying in Telugu, Mundu Juste Nuyi Venkar Juste Goyi. That is, in front you have a deep well and the back you have a deep ditch. Which way to go? When you go front, you fall into the well, you die. And you go back, you fall into the ditch and you die. Which way to go? So some problems are like that. We can only we sincerely pray, Prabhu. We only have to pray. See, as Mataji said, there's one guru once said to disciple asked, "What is meant by illusion?" And the guru said that when time comes, I'll let you know what illusion is. The disciple was not happy with that answer, but anyway, guru said that he kept quiet. And because he was, that's a Gurukula, and every day they need to go to forest to get the firewood. So one day the Brahmachari went to the forest to get some firewood, and suddenly he hears a voice, loud voice, "Help me, help me, help me." And then the disciple said, "This is a very familiar voice." And then he heard carefully, it was his own Gurudev's voice, "Help me, help me." Then he left everything, ran in the direction from where the voice was coming. And there he saw his Gurudev. What was he doing? He was clinging to the tree. He was holding on the tree and said, "Help me, help me, help me." So as Mataji was saying, that we are holding on to the material energy and we are saying, "Help me, help me, help me." Instead of holding on to the material energy, hold on to the spiritual energy, then automatically you leave your hands with the material energy. Having said that, it's not that easy. Yeah, it is not difficult. I think that's a conversation between Prabhupada and one of his disciples. I think Prabhupada rings the bell and the disciple comes in and they said, "What are you doing?" I think the disciple said, "I'm sleeping." "Why are you sleeping?" Said, "Prabhupada, I slept so late, I need that helper." "I'm only sleeping only for 2 hours. Then disciples of Prabhupada, "You are a Paramahamsa." And what is the reply? "Prabhupada, why are you not Paramahamsa?"
So that's it. It's a spiritual master and a teacher. will save their family because of the association of the devotee. And they accept just what the senior said. And if it is too much of egoistic, it's okay. No, my ego is there. What I'm telling you, it's very powerful.
But so many couples come and discuss with the spiritual master.
That's right.
Spiritual master, Guru Mahārāj, Guru Mahārājī. But if they are so incompatible, they don't even come to discuss. Because it's so, the disease is so tight. Like, can't say it's so strong.
Completely wrong in your
foundation.
Sorry?
Wrong.
Yeah, I think Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Yeah.
Arifo.